here's a story from The World.
The Pharaoh's Golden Parade. It sounds pretty extraordinary, and it was. Over the weekend, 22 royal mummies were transported from their old home, the Egypt Museum, and reached their new home in Cairo at the Jessopen National Museum of Egyptian Civilization. The transfer of mummies? They didn't just put them on a flatbed truck. No. The Pharaoh's Golden Parade was a multi-million dollar event. On Saturday night, downtown Cairo seemed like a set for a Cecil B. DeMille extravaganza. Special dramatic lighting, performers in ancient Egyptian costumes, horse-drawn chariots, and of course, as stars of the show, 22 mummies. The 18 kings and four ancient queens were transported in nitrogen-filled boxes, fitted with shock absorbers. And leaving nothing to chance, the road was paved fresh to minimize any bumps. Inside the new National Museum of Egyptian Civilization, an orchestra and singers performed. Egypt's president, Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, oversaw it all. Antiquities buff Radwa Roshad watched from her home in Cairo.
I have a lot of thoughts. Okay, it's brilliant. Look, the entire premise is great.
But she feels all the theatrics kind of overshadowed the historical details.
It was more the Academy Awards than transferring 22 kings and queens from the pharaonic era.
Among the queens, Hatshepsut, Egypt's second female pharaoh. Among the kings, Ramses II, Egypt's most powerful pharaoh.
They all have wonderful stories, each and every one of them.
Salima Ikram is an Egyptologist at the American University in Cairo.
But one thing that people don't know so well is the fact that Ramses II is the only Egyptian pharaoh to have been issued a passport.
Yep, that's right. The mummy, not the actual Ramses II, obviously, it had a fungus and had to be flown to Paris in the 1970s for ultraviolet treatment to remove it. These mummies have moved around a lot for restoration, for display, this latest journey to ensure their long-term preservation and give them a home with some permanence. To see the mummies on the march, check out our website, theworld.org.